10 years is a long time to wait for student loan forgiveness. A lot of folks who thought they would qualify now aren't so sure. Today on the podcast, the uncertain fate of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Caldwell. We've been talking about student loan debt on our last couple of episodes, and our normal formula here is to do one episode of me talking about a topic, followed by an episode where I talk with people who have useful firsthand experience with that topic. But we're doing an extra one here on student loan debt because there's been some panic over the fate of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, run by the federal government. You may remember Berardine Jezza made reference to the program in talking about her plans for the future.
If I work in the public sector for 10 years or 120 consecutive payments, then my loans are forgiven.
Recently, there has been a fair amount of news coverage of the program and where it stands. Here's the short version. The program still exists and still plans to start doing loan forgiveness late this year. If you make 120 consecutive on-time qualifying monthly payments on your loans while working in a qualifying employment setting, the remaining balance on any direct federal student loans you have can be forgiven. Now, there are a lot of key terms packed in there, so definitely pay a visit to studentaid.ed.gov for more information on the requirements. Earlier this year, the Department of Education, which has been receiving paperwork from applicants to the program for years now, said it hadn't actually made any final determinations as to whether those people who had been submitting their paperwork were eligible. They said they only make those final determinations after the 120 payments had been made. That has made a lot of borrowers nervous, and even led the American Bar Association to sue the federal government, according to a story on National Public Radio. Raising the anxiety a bit further, the White House has proposed ending the program entirely, according to a Washington Post article from May of this year. The White House is apparently concerned about the program's cost, as almost a quarter of the U.S. workforce works in positions that would qualify for the program. However, as of today, and we're recording this in September 2017, the program still exists. No one's eligibility status has changed, and the program is still set to begin issuing loan forgiveness this fall. More information on the program, its eligibility requirements, and what you need to do to get your loans forgiven can be found at studentaid.ed.gov. Given the uncertain future of the program, the one piece of advice I would share, if you're going to try to do this, the sooner the better. We leave the world of student debt in our next episode, where we will begin discussing another major issue in the psychotherapy workforce, the fact that we psychotherapists are overwhelmingly women. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes Podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.